James Galway, flutist with Viola de Gambist and keyboardist for the Flute Sonata in F, two movements from that by Handel. Next, Mozart, the Marriage of Figaro Overture here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to ultimately 83 today. It's supposed to be sunnier later on, and no mention of rain in the most recent forecast. Here's the Mozart now, here on KPR. The overture to Mozart's Marriage of Figaro with Hans Wank and the Staatskapelle Dresden. We have a Haydn symphony coming up, and next hour a Bach orchestral suite, followed by Bach the Brazilian Way. Good morning. Lots of great classics this Monday morning for us together here on Kansas Public Radio. Next is a piece written for guitar quartet. It's Federico Torroba's Estampas, or Impressions, Prints, or Pictures of Spain, now featuring Los Romeros, guitarists on KPR. Estampas, or Pictures of Spain by Torroba, played by the Romero family, Los Romeros. Next we have a Haydn symphony, next hour some Bach and Bachianus Brasileiris, plus the Gustav Holst St. Paul's Suite, beginning with the classic little piano piece, a little bagatelle, a little nothing by Beethoven, called Für Elise. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info booth Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire. It's about 9:29. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and KansasPublicRadio.org. Here's the orchestra of the 18th century playing Franz Josef Haydn's 90th Symphony this morning on KPR. That's Franz Josef Haydn, his 90th symphony, this morning on KPR, with Franz Brueggen and the orchestra of the 18th century, making it sound like it probably would have in Haydn's time with those instruments. This is KPR. Here's the Kansas City Chorale on KPR. Charles Bruffy in the Kansas City Chorale for the old tune, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal.
The Democrats next in this historic presidential election. On the next, All Things Considered.
Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon for that. Classical music takes you there. We'll have Für Elise by Beethoven in a few minutes, followed by Bach and Bachianus Brasileiris. Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HT1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HT1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at afterTheHarvestKC.org. It's about 75 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to about 83 sunny degrees this afternoon. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva
President. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now up about 180 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. Good morning. This is KPR. Perfect little piano piece by Beethoven for Elise. That was Philippe Entremont at the piano. Next on KPR, let's hear some orchestral Bach. The Orchestral Suite No. 1, tunes of J.S. Bach, played by La Petite Bande this morning on Kansas Public Radio. The Orchestral Bach, the first orchestral suite, the music of J.S. Bach, played by La Petite Bande. Good morning, this is KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. Find out what issues are important to voters in the upcoming election in an NPR News special, We the Voters. It's this afternoon on KPR2, or this evening at 7. We'll also hear new interviews examining the candidates' records and how voters' opinions have evolved over time. That's on We the Voters. It's tonight at 7 on all KPR2 stations. We'll have a brisk suite for strings by Gustav Holst, but next, with Bach still fresh in our ears, let's hear Bach the Brazilian way. Heitor Villa-Lobos. This is the Bachianas Brasileiras, number 5. Bachianas Brasileiras, number 5. Loosely, more or less, translates to Bach the Brazilian Way by Heitor Villa-Lobos. MTT, Michael Tilson Thomas, directing the New World Symphony, and the lovely voice of Renee Fleming, here on KPR this morning as we're listening to Tunes Together on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. The just updated forecast is no different. Looks like not a speck of rain is mentioned in the Lawrence forecast clear through next weekend. Looks like today should be mostly sunny, and the air is so calm that no wind direction is mentioned. Just calm wind. High of 83, tonight's low 65. And tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with high of 87. Here's a piece that Gustav Holst wrote for the St. Paul's School for Girls in England. He was their music teacher. So this is called The St. Paul's Suite on Kansas Public Radio. The St. Paul's Suite by English composer Gustav Holst with Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Artist's Life Waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. after the news, plus chamber music by Schumann and Benjamin Britten from Peter Grimes. Keep it here on KPR. The Allegro Assai from the Second Brandenburg. Again, the music of Bach on KPR.
The stories are
NPR's Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one here on KPR. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Looks like a calm day breeze-wise. We can expect a high of about 83 this afternoon with sunshine. Tonight's low 65 and tomorrow sunny and a little warmer with a high of 87. Looks like clear through the week. It should be sunny. It should be clear. with the high, looks like the hot spot of the week is Wednesday with 91. Remember, you can always see what's playing or what's been played. Looking it up is easy at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have Johann Strauss Jr., some waltzes after the news, and Schumann and Britten here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
We'll also be meeting with transitional government officials to discuss ways to get Haiti on a path to elections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
U.S. stocks are trading higher. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. Good morning. It's KPR. The Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra. They should know how to play Strauss, right? Johann Strauss Jr.'s Artist's Life Waltzes. Next, some chamber music by Schumann. And then at about a quarter till, in about half an hour, music by Benjamin Britten, the Four Sea, or the Four Ocean Interludes, from Peter Grimes, his opera about that tormented, lonely fisherman. That's coming up, very evocative of the sea, on this comparatively cool summer morning. Just 78 degrees in Lawrence, probably just going about 5 degrees hotter this afternoon with more sunshine as the day goes on. Here's a great quartet of Emmanuel Axe, Isaac Stern, Jamie Laredo, and Yo-Yo Ma for Robert Schumann, Opus 47, his piano quartet in E-flat now on KPR. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, Jamie Laredo, violin, Isaac Stern, violin, and Emmanuel Axe, piano. That was the Robert Schumann Piano Quartet in E-flat, Opus 47, here on KPR. Next, we'll have oceanic music on this calm summer morning. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we're always live and local, and from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge. It's going on through this month, through July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer. Benjamin Britten's opera about the fisherman Peter Grimes is rather grim in the story. I've been tempted to try to enjoy it, but the story is just so sad. But it has these four sea interludes that are always refreshing to listen to. Great descriptions of the ocean by Benjamin Britten. This is the BBC Symphony Orchestra for the four sea interludes from Peter Grimes here on KPR. Jerzy Bajalankovic directing the BBC Symphony Orchestra was some very evocative music by Benjamin Britten from his opera, Peter Grimes. It's a haunting opera that explores the downfall of the fisherman, Peter Grimes. Those were the four sea interludes from it. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We have news next and Stardate. And then Jeff Watson is in with three more hours of classical music. Looks like music from Bizet's L'Arlésienne an 18th century scherzo by Haydn Wood, and Keith Jarrett's Bridge of Light for viola and orchestra coming up, Schubert's Third Symphony, and lots more. Just keep it here on KPR. Keep enjoying the classical music. Join us at 3 this afternoon for the next one. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. Plus the same product, it's just on different towers with different letters, including KANH and KANH HD1 there for Emporia, 89.7 FM, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can always listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio or download our app and you can listen through that. It's a calm summer day. Should be about 83 degrees for a high. We're at about 80 already in Lawrence at 12 noon. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982. Offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. This is KPR.
Live from